Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The AI Agent Blueprint by Alexander J. Daniels is a practical, builder-focused guide to creating agentic artificial intelligence systems that can plan, use tools, and complete multi-step work with limited supervision. Positioned as a 30-day playbook, the book frames agents not as magic chatbots, but as engineered products. You define the job, design the workflow, choose the right model, connect reliable tools, and wrap everything in evaluation and safety checks. It is aimed at readers who want to move from experimenting with prompts to shipping something usable, whether that is a personal automation, an internal business assistant, or a customer-facing feature. The emphasis is on execution, scoping an agent that delivers value, building it in small increments, and iterating based on real feedback. By treating agents as systems with memory, planning, and constraints, the book helps clarify why some prototypes fail and what to do differently to achieve stable, repeatable outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining an agent that solves a real job. A strong agent begins with a narrow, measurable job rather than a vague promise to do anything. This topic centers on translating an idea into a concrete problem statement, success criteria, and boundaries. Instead of starting with model selection, the book encourages you to identify the user, the workflow they already follow, and the moments where an agent can reduce time, errors, or cognitive load. A useful approach is to map inputs, outputs, and constraints, what information the agent can access, what decisions it is allowed to make, and what must always be confirmed by a human. You also need to define what good looks like, such as turnaround time, accuracy thresholds, acceptable cost per task, and the format of deliverables. With clear acceptance tests, you can validate progress weekly rather than relying on demos that only work once. The same scoping process helps prevent common pitfalls like over-automating, building an agent that requires too many clarifications, or trying to integrate too many tools at once. By setting a tight initial scope, you can ship a first version quickly and expand capabilities only after reliability is proven. Secondly, core architecture, planning, tools, memory, and control. Agentic systems typically combine several components that must work together under explicit control. This topic explains the building blocks: a planner that breaks goals into steps, tool use that executes actions in the outside world, memory that stores context across steps or sessions, and guardrails that keep behavior within policy. Rather than treating the model as a monolith, the architecture frames the model as one part of a loop: observe, think, act, and reflect. Tool interfaces matter because they turn language into reliable operations, such as searching, retrieving documents, calling APIs, writing files, or updating tickets. Memory design affects both user experience and safety because storing too much can leak sensitive data, while storing too little makes the agent forget requirements and re-ask questions. Control mechanisms, like step limits, approval gates, and structured outputs, reduce runaway behavior and improve repeatability. The book also highlights why observability is architecture, not a nice-to-have. You need logs of actions, tool calls, and intermediate reasoning traces that are safe to record, so you can diagnose failures. A well-designed loop makes the agent predictable, debuggable, and easier to improve. Thirdly, building the first agent in 30 days, a weekly delivery plan, a practical playbook benefits from a time-boxed roadmap, and this topic focuses on delivering a working agent through staged milestones. The first week is typically about choosing a high-value use case, defining requirements, and creating a minimal workflow that can be tested end-to-end. The next phase turns the workflow into an agent loop with structured prompts, tool wrappers, and deterministic formatting so outputs can be consumed by other systems. Midway through, you add memory, data retrieval, and a feedback mechanism that captures user corrections. The final stretch emphasizes hardening, error handling, retries, timeouts, and user experience details such as confirmations, explanations of actions, and clear failure states. A key idea is to ship small increments that are demonstrably better each week, rather than waiting for a perfect autonomous agent. This plan also encourages you to separate experimentation from production, prototype quickly, then formalize what worked into configuration, tests, and monitoring. By the end of the timeline, the goal is not a science project, but a maintainable product that can run repeatedly, with known limitations and a clear path for iteration. Fourthly, reliability through testing, evaluation, and observability. Agent demos can look impressive while hiding fragile behavior, so a serious blueprint prioritizes evaluation. This topic covers designing tests that reflect real tasks and failure modes, not just happy paths. You can build a small benchmark of representative inputs, edge cases, and adversarial scenarios where the agent might hallucinate, misuse a tool, or violate a policy. Automatic checks can validate structure, completeness, and adherence to constraints, while human review can score usefulness and correctness for subjective outputs. Observability practices help you locate the root cause when something breaks, tool call logs, latency and cost metrics, and traces of intermediate steps. Reliability also depends on prompt and schema discipline. Structured outputs reduce ambiguity, and stepwise planning reduces the chance of skipping requirements. When an agent fails, you need a triage process. Was it a retrieval problem, a tool integration issue, a model limitation, or unclear instructions? The book positions evaluation as continuous because changing tools, models, or prompts can shift behavior. With a stable test suite and monitoring, you can improve capability without sacrificing trust, and you can confidently expand the agent into more complex workflows. Lastly, safety, compliance, and human in the loop design. As agents gain the ability to act, safety and governance become central to design. This topic addresses how to keep agents aligned with user intent and organizational policy. Human in the loop patterns provide practical safeguards, approvals before sending emails, creating purchases, or modifying records, confirmations when the agent is uncertain, and escalation routes when tasks exceed scope. Data handling is another pillar. You need to decide what the agent can store, what it can retrieve, and how to prevent sensitive information from being exposed in logs or shared outputs. Tool permissions should be least privilege, limiting the blast radius of mistakes. Safety also includes user transparency. The agent should disclose what it did, what sources it used, and what assumptions it made, so users can verify results. The book also treats prompt injection and malicious inputs as operational realities, especially for agents that browse the web or handle user-uploaded files. Defensive measures include content filtering, domain allow lists, strict parsing of tool outputs, and isolating execution environments. By combining technical guardrails with workflow checks, you can build agents that are not only capable, but responsible and dependable. In conclusion, this book fits builders who want to move beyond prompt experiments and create agentic systems that do useful work in the real world. Software engineers, product managers, founders, and automation-minded professionals will benefit most, especially if they are trying to turn AI into repeatable workflows rather than one-off chats. The value is practical. It encourages you to define a clear job to be done, build an agent loop that can safely use tools, and validate performance with tests and monitoring. That approach can improve your life by saving time on recurring tasks, reducing context switching, and helping you standardize outputs like research summaries, support responses, or internal reports, while keeping a human in control when needed. Compared with many AI books that stay high level or focus mainly on prompting, this one is positioned as a build plan with delivery milestones and engineering discipline. It emphasizes architecture, reliability, and safety, which are the areas that determine whether an agent becomes a trusted assistant or a fragile demo. If you want a structured path to launch a first agent quickly and improve it systematically, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Alexander J. Daniels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.